Why is it so cold in here?
Ah, the furnace is busted again.
My hands are turning blue.
Yeah, mine are too, I think.
They got a pen that works. Mine's frozen.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks. How do you keep it so warm?
I've been sucking on it.
I love this weather. Get that snap in the air.
Yeah, how's it outside?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. You know that tree right on the corner? The leaves are turning red.
Both of them?
Beautiful.
Can I help you?
We can go make a confession.
Oh, right down the street here to St. Vincent's. Ask for Father Harmon.
No, I want to talk to a cop.
Take the pick.
Any of you guys, please, lock me up. I held up a liquor store yesterday.
Sure, okay, what's your name?
David Salas.
David Salas, okay, you have the right to remain silent. Otherwise, anything you say can be
held against
you. You have the right to your own attorney. If you don't have an attorney...
I know. I'm telling you, I hit this place on 2nd Avenue yesterday. Cotterman's, you know, on the corner of 6th...
Yeah, we know Cotterman's. We know it very well. Anybody here from Cotterman yesterday?
No. Not me, Bart.
Borgia, go check it out. Listen, while you're at it, have him come down just in case we need an identification.
One step over here, please, Mr. Salas.
Hey, Barney. I gave it to maintenance pretty good. I told him you said that if they can't fix the old furnace, go out and buy a new one.
Wow, man, you know you're beautiful when you're angry.
I must say, we don't get many public-spirited thieves like you, David.
I'm trying to save my skin, man. Is somebody going to be looking for me for knocking off that store?
We would have been looking for you eventually, yeah.
I'd rather be in your jail than where they'd put me.
Who are they?
Well, you know who they is. The guys who protect the store owners.
That's us. That's our job.
Come on. I hit Cotterman's twice before.
Hey, you see? We were looking for you already.
Are you saying that Cotterman is paying protection?
Him and everybody else around.
We haven't had that little squeeze in quite a while.
I guess they don't have much choice with you guys leaving.
Us? Leaving?
Yeah, you know, when they close the precinct down.
Hey, come on, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
Where'd you get a crazy story like that from? It's all over the street. Word's got it that the city's gonna board this place up.
That's the most ridiculous thing I heard of in my life. Right, Barney?
I haven't heard anything about it.
You know, they did close the 33rd last week.
Well, that's a big precinct with a tremendous overhead. I mean, the city stands to save a substantial amount of money closing the 33rd. This place doesn't cost anything to run this place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, maintenance? Yamana, forget about what I said about the furnace, huh? Are you kidding? It's beautiful up here.
Good morning, Fish.
I'm cold weather we're having, eh?
You detectives. Always the sharp eye for detail.
Good morning, Mr. Cotterman.
Oh, Captain Miller. Always a pleasure.
Sorry to bring you down here, but we had a report that your store was held up.
On the average, once every 4 months since I opened.
Just another typical New York success story.
I'm talking about recently.
Yesterday.
Oh, that recently. Yesterday, let me see. I was out for a while in the afternoon.
It was morning.
Pardon me?
This is Mr. Salas. Mr. Salas here maintains that he held your store up yesterday. You recognize him?
Forgive me, he looks familiar, but I'm not sure.
Remember? Give me everything you got in the register or I'll blow your head off.
So many people come in and out. I don't know.
I took $62 from you.
Mr. Cardaman, did this man, or any man for that matter, hold up your store yesterday?
I haven't reported a robbery, have I?
Apparently not.
Haven't I always before?
I must admit, you're one of our more reliable customers.
What's he talking about?
Mr. Cardaman, we can't help Mr. Salas here unless you press charges.
I'd like to help you, but...
Let me ask you another question, Mr. Cardaman. You know how a protection racket works?
What do I pay taxes for?
Beg your pardon?
What do I pay taxes for? To have the police protect me. All these years I've been paying protection to you. But what am I supposed to do if you're not here? Supposing you and your men should leave, I'd still be here with all this crime.
You're not planning on going anywhere.
Of course not. My father didn't plan on dying either. May his soul rest in peace.
Talking about extortion, Mr. Cardaman, that is a felony.
I'm talking about survival, Captain. What is that, chopped liver?
Can't give us an identification.
I can't.
Okay.
Thank you for your concern. Gentlemen, and I believe I speak for the entire neighborhood, you will be missed.
The whole neighborhood knows about it. It must be true.
Take it easy. Take it easy. It's just the kind of rumor that will be spread by some hoodlum who's trying to set up a protection racket.
Yeah, Barney's right. I mean, I don't believe it anyway. They'd never bust up a great team like us.
Would they? In the meantime, Chano, I'm afraid we gotta let Mr. Salas go home.
Don't listen to him! He's lying! Give me a piece of paper. I'll sign a confession.
Unfortunately, it wouldn't stand up in a court of law. We don't have any evidence to support the crime. Come to think of it, we don't have a crime to support the evidence.
Hey, what are you, crazy? I got priors as long as your arm. You can't let a guy like me walk the streets.
We also can't keep an innocent man in jail. Come on.
What are you giving me, red tape? Railroad me.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Salas. We know where you are if we need you.
Come on, Mr. Salas, come on. Come on, we have a lot of work to do. Goodbye and good luck.
You ain't gonna get away with this. I ain't finished with you yet.
Hey, what, threatening a police officer?
Yeah. What'll he get me?
About a kick in the pants. Come on, will you please? Go, go.
All right, Chano, Harris, let's hit the streets. I want you to talk to all the shopkeepers. Let's find out what's happening with this protection business. Tell Cogan I want him to tail that kid. I want to know what he does, and I want to know what's done to him.
You know what I think, Bonnie? I think the kid did it. I think he held up Cardaman's. I think Cardaman is paying protection. And I think they're going to put us out of business.
What do you want to do, go to the beach?
I'll go out there in the cold and do my job that nobody appreciates, but I'm going to be mad. Because I'll be happier that way.
I think I will go along. It's going to be warmer near him than it is in here.
What's going to happen to this city if the police go out of business?
Crime will run rampant. There'll be chaos in the streets. People will live in fear behind locked doors, and it'll be every man for himself.
That's the way it is now.
It can't get any worse. Let's try and make it a little better while we still have the time.
That's what they said to the maids on the Titanic.
Shipboard humor.
You guys can just laugh and joke all you want. But there are people out there, and they still depend on us. And they need us. I mean, I don't care if they close this place down or not. I'm not ready to turn this city over to a bunch of hoodlums and rip-off artists.
So that's the Scarlet Pimpernel. Hey, Fish, you want some coffee?
It says here that the president is going to make a speech today about whether he's going to keep New York from going bankrupt.
Well, if you don't, the Arabs will. They offered to lend us $5 billion.
They're smart. Where there's this much garbage, there's got to be oil.
Oh, man, it's really a trip. You can feel it out. You can just feel it in the air.
He means beside the smoke and the soot and the grease.
Now, come on, man. I'm talking about tension, fear, foreboding, uncertainty.
Didn't you go out of the building?
You're saying what the kid said is true, that they're paying off?
Oh, yeah, they're paying off. $50 a month, $75 a month, $100 a month. But nobody's saying to whom, and they're not going to complain about it.
All up and down the streets, all I can hear is that we're on our way out.
Isn't that something? We're always the last to hear about it.
Hey, man, people are asking when we're going to start our garage sale.
Now, fellas. Bonnie. How's everything going with you fellas?
Fine.
How about yourself?
Fine. How's everything with you, Bonnie?
Fine.
Way to go. How's the family, Nick?
I ain't got a family.
Fine.
Something troubling you, Inspector? Look, as though you have something on your mind. Would you like to come in the office and discuss it privately?
No, that won't be necessary, Bonnie. I always felt that I could talk openly and honestly in front of the men. Unless, of course, something happened that might cause unnecessary anguish or concern.
Good.
Could we talk in your office, Bonnie? Well, Bonnie, it's all over. They're closing up the precinct.
The rumors were true.
Yeah, looks like they marked you for that big swinging iron ball.
Okay, Yeah.
Bonnie, Wojo's back. Brought in Anthony Borelli.
Tony, the Emperor Borelli?
That's him.
Ah, Tony quit the racket swat 30 years ago.
He did.
I think Wojo's been playing in the syndicate files again.
Sometimes that man's enthusiasm is depressing.
Go home. I don't need you. Go home.
Mr. Borelli, just step right over this way, please, and make yourself comfortable.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
Where? What? You know something? Maybe honesty is the best policy, but you always wind up with a desk like that.
Warren, I think I got a great lead here. You know who that is?
It's Anthony Borelli.
Well, I think we can put this whole protection thing right in his lap. He was chief of all the syndicate operations in the whole neighborhood.
That was in 1942. Don't you read the files?
Yeah, but Barney, these guys never retire. I mean, look at that hood there. He says it's his nurse.
Bad taste is not against the law, Walter. All right, as long as you got him here, see what you can find out.
That's a pretty sight. Those iron balls are breaking up.
Protection. I don't know nothing about no protection. I work in my little garden.
What kind of garden?
A garden. Zucchini. Carrots. tomatoes. Un piccolo giardino. Garden.
Mr. Borelli, our records show that you were a syndicate chief in 1942.
1942? I don't care about 1942. You want to hear about 1923?
You're not cooperating, Mr. Borelli.
Sure. You don't want to hear the good stuff. 1923. Sicily. Palermo. Huh? When the people came to us for help, we give them help. It was like one big happy familia. Huh? A family. There was me. Don Ciufaulo, Don Calvelli, Don... What's his name? The short guy.
I have some bad news. According to Luger, they're gonna tear this place down.
Hmm. But what about the president? I mean, wasn't he supposed to talk about us tonight?
Somehow, I don't feel too confident that he's going to dump the city, but he's going to save the 12th.
Now, Barney, bye, good luck. I'll see you around someplace. You know, rest of you fellas, good luck to you. I know you'll always be a credit to me, as you have been to everybody who came before. Ciao, ciao. So long, beautiful.
Borelli, this information's really important. Now, try to think.
Mr. Borelli, we're interested in a protection racket. Do you know anything about it?
I remember the name now. I remember. Don Corleone. Or was that the movie? They don't even have the same names no more. They don't even know how to speak the language. They know nothing about the old country, and now they got all these funny names. Doug, Bigelow, Belg.
Hey, the president's in the middle of his speech.
I can tell you.
Say anything about us yet?
You didn't mention my name.
That I am prepared to veto any bill that has as its purpose a federal bailout of New York City to prevent a default.
I'm glad I didn't vote for him.
The former 12th Precinct, Harris. Uh-huh. Yeah, but the burglar isn't still there. Okay, yeah, we'll send somebody over. Right. Anybody want to check out a burglary?
What are we going to do if we catch him? Rent him a room?
In the event of default, the federal government will work with the court to assure that police and fire and other essential services for the protection of life and property in New York are maintained.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Hey, what's the matter? You find Jimmy Hoffa?
Now, that's what I call a precedent.
Take it easy. Don't get too excited. I'd rather hear it from an official source a little closer to home.
Okay, you're free to go now, Mr. Borelli.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a very nice boy. What's your name?
Wojciechowicz.
What?
Wojciechowicz. Just like it's spelled. W-O-J-C-I-E-H-O-W-I-C-Z. Wojciechowicz.
What? Why some people non mi passino in mia vita? Sì, che le cuore sono amato, non mi passino a smettere. Non capisco che dico niente.
Thank you again, Mr. Borelli. Thank you.
And thank you, Mr.
Wojciechowicz.
What?
Thank you.
Captain Miller. Gentlemen.
Mr. Carterman, what can we do for you?
I've been thinking about our conversation. And I believe that every citizen has a responsibility to his neighbor.
Your store was held up yesterday.
You can say that again.
Well, that's what I call a source closer to home. It's more I got a suspect for.
Never mind suspect. He was the one. And you want to know about extortion money for protection?
Now that you mention it.
There is no two ways about it.
You'll sign a complaint?
I'll get you a petition.
Gentlemen, we have some work to do. Chano, Harris, let's go pick up David Salas.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jehovitz, would you take Mr. Cotterman's statement?
Please don't be embarrassed, Inspector. The strongest of us weep on occasion.
Go into our felony files and pull out everything we got on anybody named Dugan, Bigelow, or Feldman. Huh? Trust me.
Next stops, Raleigh, Montpilot, Greendale, and Mayberry, where we'll be making two stops for two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. It's a twice as nice afternoon here in TV Land.